When carp spawn in Grand Traverse Bay, in some spots, their backs actually protrude from the water like a shark, because there's so many packed in shallow waters. But 15 years ago, no one really fished for carp in Michigan. Carp are a popular game fish in Europe, so local angler Dave McCool gave it a shot, and noticed how much fun it was. Carp are smart, and they put up a fight, so it eventually caught on.
Once I got a trout fisherman who always turned his nose up at carp to hook a carp and then take off and take out 150 yards of line, that started to change the perception.
McCool now leads about 20 fishing trips for carp each year at almost $400 a pop. But this year, something changed. McCool says they were nearly impossible to find.
This was probably the most difficult year that I've had in the 15 years that I've been doing it.
And he had to cancel almost half of his trips. McCool really can't say why the carp are gone, but another guide on Grand Traverse Bay, Brian Pitzer, has an idea. Bow fishing.
You know, when I find fish with holes in them or just dumped and broken arrows, it doesn't take, you know, rocket science to figure out why those fish didn't ever come back in there.
You know, we hold spotlights out, and then what you're on right now is a custom-built, you know, elevated platform on a 17-foot boat with a couple thousand watts of lights that are being powered by a generator.
That's Sam James. He leads bow fishing trips for Thundering Aspens, a sportsman club in Mesick. It's about 10 p.m., and we're on East Grand Traverse Bay. A lot of bow fishing is done at night, when water is calmer and fish are easier to spot. When we get to shallow waters, his partner cuts the engine and turns on the LED lights placed around the boat. They shoot out a bright white light that illuminates everything in a 10-foot radius. Sam stands on the platform with his bow at the ready. He points out some smaller fish, then sees a carp.
I got him. Here he comes. Oh, wow. Yeah. Those are crazy.
Sam reels in the fish on the cable attached to his arrow. The carp is about 2 feet long, with goldish-brown scales, and weighs maybe 6 or 7 pounds. Sam aimed well, headshot. The carp's eye is dangling from the tip of the arrow. The whole ordeal is over in about 20 seconds. The folks at Thundering Aspens will use that fish for fertilizer on their property. Overall, it's a quiet night. Sam only pulls in 3 fish. A couple of weeks ago, they'd be a lot busier.
During the spawn, our average was about 80 a night.
Sam knows bow fishermen have been accused of killing all the carp. He says he saw plenty of fish this year, but he understands that anglers are out there looking for carp too, so he holds back.
Lake trout fishing, we might see schools of carp, and we're like, oh, that'd be great, but that's where that guy, you know, fly fishes, so we're disrespectful about it. It doesn't bother me.
The Michigan Department of Natural Resources says there's no direct link between bow fishing and low numbers of carp in Grand Traverse Bay. Scott Heinzelman, a fisheries biologist for the DNR, says a lot of environmental factors, like rising water levels, could make the carp go to new areas. But the DNR wants to see fewer carp. Heinzelman says they're an invasive fish that cause problems in the bay.
Their activities usually stir up the water. They can really get the sediment moving around and smother other fish's eggs while they're in the process of spawning, and then it hurts other, you know, natural or native species to that lake. We generally encourage people to take as many as they can.
And he says the DNR isn't reconsidering that rule anytime soon. So bow fishermen can keep filling up their boats with dead carp, but that's not making them any friends. Bill Truscott has been bow fishing for 10 years. Truscott says he's been harassed when he's on the water, sometimes even with his kids on board.
We'll have people cast their lures into our boats and start cussing at us, hollering, swearing, threatening us. It's fairly common to have firework mortars shot at you.
Anglers say they're waiting to see if carp come back next year. If not, they're going to the DNR to push for a change to the rules on carp and bow fishing. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Max Johnston.